USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of winter storms is impacting millions of Americans. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of weather alert Monday. So far, these storms have led to more than 100 flight cancellations and over 2,600 delays. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is joining the White House press briefing Monday to provide more details about the U.S.-Africa summit this week.
Tomorrow marks the start of the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, a three-day summit hosted by President Biden that will highlight how the United States and African nations are strengthening our partnerships to advance shared priorities.
Stocks are closing higher to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 528 points, the S&P rose 56, and the NASDAQ added 139 points. This is USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.